It's time for the Passion to Profits Weekly Tip with Megan Tull, providing powerful business tools and strategies that will allow you to turn your passion into a highly profitable business that you love. Here's Megan.
Hello, and welcome to your Passion to Profits Weekly Tip. I'm your host, Megan Tull. And today we're going to talk about the top 10 ways to invest in yourself and why this is so powerful. Investing in yourself is one of the best return on investments you can have. Whether it's investing in learning a new skill, developing yourself personally or professionally, tapping into your creativity or hiring a coach, you need to give to yourself first before you can give to others. It is our responsibility to take the time to develop our gifts and talents so we can best serve others. Investing in yourself is an example of self-love. You must love yourself before you can expect others to love you. Why is investing in yourself so powerful? Well, investing in yourself sends a powerful message to yourself and the world. The message is the value and potential that I possess is important enough to me that I'm going to give it the energy, space, and time to grow and create results. When you're willing to say yes and take that leap of faith and invest in yourself, the universe will provide you with amazing rewards. I would like to share some incredible ways that you can invest in yourself. The great news is they don't all require money. So the first way that you can invest in yourself is to set goals. You want to learn how to set personal and professional goals for yourself. If you're not taking the time to set goals, it's like driving in the dark with the headlights turned off. You will not know where you're going and you'll waste precious time. Be sure to also set some time frames in which to meet your goals. Your goals should be SMART goals, which means specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely. The second way to invest in yourself is to honor your intuition. You can show yourself love by trusting your gut and honoring the message that it's sending. Listening to your intuition will allow you to make better decisions. Valuing your intuition by not allowing the thoughts, feelings, or statements of others to take away from what you know to be true is very empowering. By paying attention to how you feel, it will help you to make a better, smarter, and quicker decision. I know for me personally, I choose to ignore my gut or intuition when I feel a strong feeling about something. And if I do this, it always is a decision or action that I end up regretting. So now I've learned to always trust my intuition, and that is what leads me in my life and business, and it's never wrong. The third way is to invest time in your creativity. Our creativity doesn't have to diminish as we get older. In fact, it's believed that the peak of creativity in most people is around 30 to 40 years old, according to Lindwar, 1998, Maresky and Willis in 1998. Creativity can be the catalyst in the manifestation of continual learning and lifelong activity. It allows us to be inspired and have fun and appreciate the beauty in the world. The fourth way you can invest in yourself is to invest in building your confidence. People who know their value have something to say and others will listen. You can invest in yourself by developing an understanding of the value that you possess and offer others. Learn to have the courage to speak your truth. The more you love yourself and own the value that you offer, the more confident you'll become in sharing it with others. The fifth way is to read educational books. Books or audiobooks are an awesome resource to build your knowledge and expertise in any area. The sixth way is to attend seminars and workshops to expand your knowledge and skills in business and or your personal life. This will also give you the opportunity to meet and interact interact with individuals that are like-minded. The seventh way to invest in yourself is to care for yourself and take care of your health. Eat right each day, fueling your body with nutrients. When you focus on eating organic and healthier choices, you will feel better and have more energy. I know the unhealthy burger or cupcake gives us instant gratification, but if you're like me, you regret it later because you'll feel lousy afterwards. Exercise daily. Do something every day to get moving and get your heart rate up, even if it's just walking the dog. Exercise gives you the energy to take on the day with confidence because of how it makes you look and feel. I've dedicated a whole chapter on health in my book, The Passion Belief Method, in chapter 11, because of just how important it is to your success. And then we have number 8, choose to be happy. Happiness is a choice. Happy people choose to focus on positive aspects of life rather than the negative. They are not held hostage by their circumstances. They look at all the reasons to be grateful. Most people are about as happy as they make up their minds to be, says Abraham Lincoln. And the ninth way you can invest in yourself is to work on your bucket list. If you don't have a bucket list, then it's time to start one. Your bucket list is meant to be a list of everything you want to achieve, do, see, feel, and experience in your life. Your list may be ongoing, but you can start by writing 100 things down. Then each month or so, you can make sure you're knocking out at least one or two of the items on your list. And then we have number 10, to invest in a coach. A coach can assist you in putting all of these strategies in action. A coach is your partner in success. It is their job to assist you in creating and implementing your success plan so you can become the best that you can be. I can promise this, when you invest in yourself, a world of opportunities will open up for you. And if you have a business where you sell your services, you must know that no one will invest in you until you're able and willing to invest in yourself first. Investing in yourself emotionally, physically, spiritually, and financially will allow you to become the best version of yourself. When you are the best version of yourself, you will be an attraction magnet to others. So please share which of the 10 tips listed in this podcast is what you're going to focus on and you're going to implement this week. I'd love to hear from you. So please email us at support@megantoll.com and share your thoughts on this. And I want to invite you to visit my website, megantoll.com, where you can access tools and resources that will help you to grow both personally and professionally. So that's it for this week. Please join us next week for your next Passion of Profits weekly tip. And until next time, be courageous, take inspired action, and share your gifts with the world. Bye-bye for now.
This has been your Passion to Profits weekly tip with Megan Tull. Megan provides corporate training, business coaching, and keynote speeches to propel you and your team to peak performance. To receive more business tips or information on Megan, visit megantull.com. That's megantull.com.